Moving on. Our next speaker works alongside young people every single day to co-create campaigns, content and communities that improve the lives of young people and the fortunes of their fantastic clients. Liberty is a proud winner of multiple awards, accolades, imitators and admirers, me being one of them, spending an awful lot of time in their office of late. I am very delighted to welcome the co-founder, Michelle Pethier.
Hello.
Hello.
It's such a pleasure to be here today. What an act to follow. Oh, no pressure. I've heard so much about the Tomorrow Festival, and I really, really wanted to come. But with my 39th birthday just weeks away, I'm blatantly out of the core age range to be a part of the audience. So I've had to persuade the organisers that I've some really interesting stuff to share with you all and get into the festival through the speakers route. So here goes. Let's hope I have something halfway interesting and useful, otherwise it might not let me stay and watch the rest of the morning. I thought I'd start by showing you some of the kinds of campaigns and projects that Liberty creates and runs. And as I go through them, if you know of them, or if you're here today representing any of them, then a small whoop, brap or clap will be much encouraged, because it's pretty nerve-wracking up here. But no one else has seemed nervous today, so you're all brilliant. Okay. Live Magazine. Live Magazine is based in Brixton and is very simply a magazine for young people created by young people. And our young magazine creators are mentored by professionals from the worlds of journalism, photography and design, which makes for a pretty powerful combination and a brilliant magazine. Live East is pretty much the same. A magazine by young people for young people. But you've got it, it's based in East London. And we're currently developing a plan to take the magazine London-wide and also to Manchester, Glasgow and South Africa. So if you're from any of those areas and want to get involved, please let us know. RightHereRightNow.org is a platform and group of young people reporting, creating and sharing information and opinion on global issues and international development. And they're such an inspiring group. Double Eight Drama. Double Eight Drama was an interactive TV drama on Channel 4, MTV and MySpace, where young people voted at the end of each episode to decide how the story should continue the following week. Music for Good is our independent apprenticeship programme that finds and nurtures the young new talent who are helping to shape what the music industry looks like in this new digital era. And Spinebreakers is a website that we created for Penguin, for teenagers and young people who love books, stories, and reading and writing. It's edited and directed by young people. Now there's a theme here, and I wonder if you've spotted it yet. Young people are at the heart of everything we do on these projects. And everything that we do in Liberty is about inspiring, benefiting, or improving young people's lives. And it's also about creating opportunities for them. So why do we do it? Because 9 years ago, when I met my business partner, Sam Conniff, we were both in jobs that were about persuading young people like you to buy things like fizzy drinks, Alco Pops, trainers and mobile phones. And we were quite good at it, which was kind of cool and fun for a while. But a few years into the job, it wasn't terribly fulfilling. So we wondered, could we use what we were good at, marketing and communicating brands, and use what we had learned to do well to tackle social issues and help young people along the way? We felt like we had an opportunity to do something that would make a difference. So we took the opportunity to find out. And so here are some of the brands we now work with. Fizzy drinks, trainers, and mobile phones. Have we gone back to our old ways? No. We are using the power and marketing budgets of brands to tackle issues and give young people a voice and a chance to shape messages, skills and training, work experiences, apprenticeships and opportunities. And it's really exciting and it's really, really fulfilling in a way that we could never have imagined 9 years ago when we first saw that glimmer of opportunity. So enough about us. I want to now present to you a handful of young people that we've worked with over the years who I think are absolute shining examples of young people taking opportunities. So as I understand, this is what this festival is all about. At Liberty, we have an open door policy, and Emil simply dropped in one day and quickly revealed his talents. He became Life magazine's music editor, and from there has taken absolutely every opportunity offered to him. He's proposed and undertaken managing street teams for Bigger Fish club nights. He was recently interviewed by The Guardian for a feature around teenagers and their relationships with their parents. And through a chance meeting with BBC Two's Newsnight, he brought the flagship news show to Liberty HQ to interview our young people about the police's use of stop and search powers. Emil does not wait for opportunity to come to him. Joe left school at 16 with no qualifications and ended up stuck in a job he hated for 8 years. He lived for the evenings and weekends when he could work on his passion, music. At the age of 24, Joe heard about our Music for Good apprenticeships. He applied and landed a job with Sony Music. He describes the best day of his life as the one where he walked into his old boss's office and handed in his notice. Once his apprenticeship was complete, Joe was offered a job at Atlantic Records as an A&R assistant, and this year he signed his first act. Joe looked for opportunity, absolutely seized it, and hasn't let go since. Fabian Soazandri, from hanging around our offices because his sister Cleo was the editor of Live magazine, to discovering a talent for photography and filmmaking, to setting up his own business with Apprentice winner Tim Campbell as his mentor, to making it to the front cover of Live magazine recently, Fabian embraces opportunity. At the age of 17, Jelly Ellie published her first book, How Teenagers Think. Before she even reached Liberty, The Guardian was describing her as the voice of the MSN generation. She wanted to get experience working in an office environment and was looking for the right opportunity, and she persuaded us at Liberty to give her a job. Jelly Ellie played a key part in getting Spine Breakers up and running and has now moved on to explore her many other business interests. Jelly Ellie lives and breathes opportunity. Jordan had a keen interest in journalism, so after seeing an ad for Live in the South London Press back in 2002, he came straight along to the Live offices. He became joint editor and held the position for 3 years. At the age of 21, he moved out from Live and landed a job as editor of ATM Mag. These days, Jordan is one of the busiest men I know. When he's not jetting around the world to DJ, he runs an artist management agency, a club night called Movement, and is currently playing pro wheelchair basketball in Italy. And what I love about Jordan is that he's the kind of person who doesn't just take opportunity. He's also really, really committed to helping create opportunities for other young people too. Before Live magazine, Khalees had lost her way a little bit and wasn't doing much besides watching Jeremy Kyle. Her social worker told her about Live and she reluctantly came to the office. But she now says, "My time at Live turned me from a girl into a woman ready to conquer the world. From what I learned at Live, I felt confident to go back into education and prove my teachers wrong." And that is exactly what she did. She completed an access course and she's now studying a law degree at South Bank University. A young woman who definitely saw an opportunity and grabbed it and stuck two fingers up to those who thought she would never make anything of herself. And finally, Albert. Albert first came to us when he was facing a really challenging time ahead of him. Life was difficult, bleak, and even a little bit scary. There seemed to be very little opportunity immediately in front of him. Then Albert offered to get involved in creating ideas for a Sony PlayStation project we were working on, which very quickly revealed Albert's amazing creativity, his insight, his eloquence, and his great talent. During the months ahead, when Albert couldn't be at Liberty, he kept positive and he focused, and crucially, he kept in touch and didn't let go of the opportunity he could see. I am so proud to say that Albert is now back at Liberty and has just become our first ever official apprentice. To me, Albert is the embodiment of opportunity. So amazing young people, I'm sure you'll agree, and it really is just a handful. To round up my 10 minutes, I want to share a couple of pieces of advice that I hope might help you when you're looking for and taking those opportunities life has to offer. Firstly, have confidence. I'll let you in on a secret. You would be amazed at how many leaders and business owners I've met who feel like imposters. Like they really don't know what they're doing. Sometimes, like them, you just need to dig deep, have confidence, and just go for it. And secondly, always be professional. It really will make a big difference to how you get on. But do have fun, enjoy work and life, and be yourself. Justin Hollett said earlier, he made this point really well. Being yourself is so important. And I think that Stacey Dooley is a great example of someone being very real and authentic, as are all the other speakers that I've seen this morning. I've learned that being real, being yourself, is so important. And it's much less painful than trying to be someone or something that you are not. And take opportunities when they are offered to you. And if they are not offered to you, or you can't see them, then create them and make them. You guys don't need permission to have a public voice or get things started or do things differently. You have more tools, platforms, and technology than ever. I see every day the creativity, the ideas, the energy, and the talent that your generation has. So I encourage you, just one more time, take and make these opportunities, whatever they are, wherever they are, and make a difference. Shine like a generation has never shone before. Thank you.